It's always seemed like a paradox. Movie star Robert Redford is also the founder of the Sundance Film Festival, the world's biggest showcase for independent film. Robert Redford will receive an honorary award at the Oscar ceremony on Sunday. The citation will read, "Robert Redford, actor, director, producer, creator of Sundance, inspiration to independent filmmakers everywhere." Redford won an Oscar in 1980 for his directorial debut, Ordinary People. Since making his acting debut in 1962, he's appeared in more than 35 films, including Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Way We Were, All the President's Men, and The Sting. We called him in his editing room back in 1998. He told me that when he was a teenager, growing up in Southern California, listening to jazz, especially West Coast jazz, was an important part of his life.
There were places that existed then that were really wonderful. There was a place in Long Beach, right on the sand, called Howard Rumsfeld's Lighthouse. And then there was the place that I used to go to, and the only way I could get in there, I was taken there by an older woman who was 20, and I was just 15. I was 15, of course, I was riding high because I was not only going in illegally, but I was going in with an older woman, which made me feel like really big stuff. And we went to a place called The Hague. It was a tiny little kind of a dive, looked like a sunken foundation in this big lawn across from the Ambassador Hotel. And I remember her taking me in there in 1952, I guess it was, 53. And it was just tiny, as big as a living room. And there was Mulligan and Baker and these other guys, and they were just coming out with a sound that was so different, and it just went through me. It just went right through me, and I was just transfixed. And so I hooked into something that was just starting, and I think that association gave me, you know, added to my passion about it, because I felt that I was part of something new. And the same with the beat poetry. I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know who any of these people were, Kenneth Rex Roth and Michael McClure and Gary Snyder and Allen Ginsberg. I just remember the guys made a lot of noise, you know, and I thought I was going into a jazz place, and instead it was City Lights in San Francisco.
The bookstore.
Yeah, and Ferlinghetti's place. And so I didn't know what was going on. I just stumbled in there looking for jazz and was about to leave because I thought, oh, wrong. And then there was this stuff going on that was just different, and you could feel it. You know, you can feel it when you're in the presence of something new, a new voice, a new idea, and it becomes a real hook. So I stayed and was very, very taken with it because for me it was somehow, I mean, I was not a, I guess I was more quite a maverick kid. I was not drawn to convention, and I was bothered by the conventions I was forced to live in a kind of Republican environment in Southern California where everything was perfect, the sun always shone, and there was something missing for me that I found in these two movements.
Sundance is, of course, named after your character in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, your 1969 film. What was the impact of that film on your life and on your career?
Before that, I had a certain freedom that I lost. You know, there's a danger, I think, if you're conscious, if you're paying attention, that with a kind of success that you begin to be treated like an object. And maybe some people want that. Maybe that's the end game for some people. But it wasn't for me, because it was going to deprive me of the ability to observe. If I was being observed as an object, then it was less likely I was going to be able to look back and see somebody in a real way. And that would be a danger. And then you move to the next stage of that, which is you begin to behave like one, because you have no course, no recourse. I mean, if you, for example, if you surround yourself with too much protection to guard against the assault from the outside that is full of such distortion, then the danger that comes from that is you become insulated to the point of losing a sense of reality, and you begin to behave like the very thing that people are viewing you as. And then the third, I think, and final death knell is you become one. So that was always something that I was on guard against, and kind of moved through my life wary of it, you know, tried to avoid ever getting sucked into that place. But I think that particular film put me into a new place that was extremely difficult in the beginning, because I had a lot of balancing to do, and I had a lot of soul-searching to do, And it was a struggle for a while.
What was the soul searching about? That might be too personal, in which case, don't
answer. How honest you were going to be with it, how really honest you were going to be with it. You know, a lot of people like to be falsely humble and say, oh, I don't like all this attention, I don't like this and that. And the truth is they want it desperately.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lie. And I wanted to look real hard at that. I thought, well, I've ended up in this place. Is this something I basically maybe really wanted? Or did it just come on me? And I need to get in touch with that and understand what that's really about. Otherwise, I'll go way off the track. So that's where the struggle came. I had to identify what part of it I really did like and be able to be honest about it and say, this feels good. And then separate out from the part that didn't, that was going to be destructive or dangerous. And that took a while.
Did Paul Newman, who was your co-star in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, did he give you any advice on handling this new celebrity?
Yeah, he did. He says, the best thing you could do would be to have a mind like mine, which is essentially empty.
What does that mean?
That way you'll survive forever. You know, you forget things, you forget where you are, what time it is. That's the way you survive in this business, and I've really tried to follow him. He's done a beautiful job setting an example.
So tell me why you named...
Paul had a real strong value system built in, and I saw his struggle that he was, I think, quite successful with. So in a way, Paul did set something of an example. I think it's one of the reasons we got along well is that we both had little use for a lot of the things that other people place a high value on.
I would imagine, paradoxically, that now that you've created this really successful community at Sundance, that you might be somewhat removed from that community by virtue of being Robert Redford. You know, a lot of people come there who are new and learning their craft and trying to get established, and you're the already established star of the place. You're the creator of the place.
There's irony there, if not paradox. That's for sure. That's sort of a strange feeling. One of the nice things, I love being there when the labs are on, because by taking two elements out of the process, competition and money, you'd be amazed at what that does for the work condition. And it really is, if I do say so myself, it's really exciting to be there during the time the artists are there working, because the freedom and the camaraderie that exists, the sharing that exists, the challenging, the debates that go on are all healthy and strong and full of passion, and it's exhausting in a wonderful way. And so that, to me, was a success, that creating a community there for artists to come and work and share with each other was what I was missing in my life. And the irony is that it is not so easy to plug into, because you have people kind of staring at you with a different expression.
So in some ways you still don't have that community quite, huh?
not quite as much as I might like if I was, you know, maybe more anonymous, but that's okay. I still love it, and I get a lot from it, and that's just nature of the beast, I guess.
Since it seems like you were somewhat ambivalent about all the success that Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid brought to you, why did you want to name Sundance after your character Sundance?
Well, this is weird, but I didn't. It's
you
hard
didn't?
To say that, because I don't think anybody believes it, but it's true. I did not want to name it Sundance. I was overruled. When I started Sundance, I had four partners, which dissolved within a year when I realized that they were really only interested in Sundance as a real estate venture, and I was interested in it as a more of a preservation project. Once they realized that I was going to resist building hotels and developing the land, I think they just freaked out and sold back their interest to me. But when it was starting and I had the four other partners and we were getting into the venture and buying this land from a sheep herder in Utah, there was the discussion of a name, and I was making the film. I was in the process of making Butch Cassidy at the time, and that name, which is a great name, came up, and I said, no, I love the name, because in truth, what Sundance really is a ritual. It's a Native American ritual that owes to the Plains Indians. It's a ceremonial, and there is a place called Sundance, Wyoming. And so I said, I like the name, and also you can translate it to what this place looks like when you go up to the top of the mountain, particularly in the wintertime. The sun does seem to bounce off the top of the peaks all around you in the Wasatch Range. And sun it's got a lot of symbolism. It makes a lot of sense in a lot of different ways. But I'm playing a character called the Sundance Kid, and I don't want to be, I don't want to go that way because it'll look like I'm ripping off the film just to get a name for Sundance. So I argued with the other investors, and they overruled me because the other names weren't very good, and they said that I wasn't objective and that it was stupid and that it was a great name. So I gave in to that, but that was not what I wanted.
Do you remember any of the names you wanted?
Yeah, I wanted Mr. Redford's Place.
Right.
No, I can't remember now what it was, but it wasn't as good as Sundance. I have to agree that it's a very good name, and through the years now, I mean, maybe in time that film will be forgotten to the point, at least as it relates to the name.
Robert Redford recorded by phone from his editing room in 1998. On Sunday, he receives an honorary award at the Oscars. This is Fresh Air.